In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tori complains about Amazon, and she never gets her stuff in 2 days like she's supposed to. I don't know if she's cursed or what, because she's been in two different addresses that this happens. And what's weird is I get stuff faster than I expect to from Amazon a lot of times.
Yeah.
Stuff will show up earlier than they promised.
You're just rubbing it in?
I don't understand why we have different services.
I'm thinking I got to be on some sort of list.
Right.
You know, like my name pops up and they're like, her again? I was just there.
Well, I'm on that list too because I order a lot.
But don't you think it's probably what you order? Because I have friends that will order it and it'll be there that day or the next day.
Right.
But I think it's what you order. I don't know if I've ever gotten it in 2 days.
Sometimes I just think about it and it shows up at my door.
All right, now that's just bragging.
Wow. Well, Amazon says they are going to test ultra-fast 30 minutes or less deliveries.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll get mine in 2 days or less now.
I know. Now, of course, this is only going to be in limited markets right now in Seattle and Philadelphia. They say that these items, a lot of it will have to do if they are available in a close-by outlet. So if they have one of those fulfillment centers close to you, still, 30 minutes is crazy fast. You get a pizza made that fast, but you're surprised to get, like, I don't know, oven gloves or something in 30 minutes.
I can see where this is going. It's going to be like Starbucks. You'll have an Amazon store on every corner of every street, and then it'll be right there at your house in 30 minutes or less.
I feel so bad for the delivery drivers. They have to be exhausted right now. And you know when this was released, they were just took a minute to go.
Yeah.
Seriously? Yeah.
One of my best friends is a UPS driver, and she just did a long post saying, be kind to them. They're going to be coming late night. Leave your lights on. Make sure you put your dogs up. She got bit by a dog one time,
It
was bad. Yeah.
Which I never understand. If it's after a certain time of night, I don't need it. Go home to your family.
Bring
it in the morning. Okay.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that package all day.
Take it home and leave it in the truck overnight. Bring it back. Yeah.
I don't know how they get bit by dogs. I don't understand how the dogs aren't put up reasonably.
You
should be able to get someone's front door and put something there and leave without getting bit.
It's dogs outside, too.
Yeah,
people have dogs outside, yeah.
Well, those people, I think, would get put on a list that you don't get packages if your dogs are biting people. My dogs, all they do is bark like crazy when they come. They're like, oh, look, it's a package.
Honestly, if one of your dogs bit me, I'd laugh. I mean, it's a Pomeranian about the size of your hand.
Well, I'm just amazed that they're going to be able to do anything. I mean, 30 minutes, it seems like barely enough time to get it into the system and go, okay, we got an order. And instead, they're going to have someone running out of that place to deliver it to your house.
I'm blown away by same-day delivery sometimes. But is that coming from another store, or is that coming from the Amazon, you know, whatever outlet that we have here somewhere?
I don't know how that works.
If it's same day, it's coming from their fulfillment center. They're going to have a big outlet with that in it.
We have an Amazon outlet here?
We have several, I think.
Yeah.
There's one, I think, in Spartanburg. There may be one in either Simpsonville or Fountain Inn. There's several.
What?
But I like the idea, Hawk, on every corner. I'd rather see those hospital clinics everywhere. It makes you feel like you're sick every time you drive by one. I'd rather see an Amazon restaurants to work.
You know what? Why not have like a drive-through? And if you need those oven mitts, Tom, you just pull right through. Or I'd like to supersize that oven mitts, please. Yes. My hands are big.
I don't think you understand how Amazon works. It's for people who don't want to leave their house.
Oh, gotcha. I understand.
They aren't going to a drive-through.
Right.
This isn't going to be free, though. Mm-hmm. It will be $3.99 if you're a Prime member. So if you want it in 30 minutes, you're going to have to pay $4 extra. But I think there's a lot of times, like let's say you're got a present for a birthday and you need the certain battery or you need a certain cable or your kid's not going to be able to play with it. You're like, for $4 shipping and the cost of this item, I can have it here in 30 minutes. There's people that are going to do that.
Or, you know, your kid forgot to tell you they're going to the birthday party. You're like, you know, just go to the birthday party. I'll just send it straight over to Timmy's house.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's opening his presents. Where's the present from you? It's coming in a minute. It'll be right here.
Five stops away.
Yeah. And get this. It's going to be 24 hours a day. Oh, so you could be at 2 a.m. and decide you need to order that widget from Amazon and they'll get it there in 30 minutes.
Oh, this is so not good. The amount of times I'm up nursing in the middle of the night scrolling Amazon.
And you're like, ooh, I can have that here in 30 minutes.
Well, I'm thinking more of practical use, like, you know, you're out of Pepto-Bismol or something, and you need that in the middle of the night instead of you just buying stuff while you're nursing.
First thing, I thought it was Amazon Waffle House.
No kidding, right?
24/7.
Well, what's weird about it, too, is imagine your neighbors. Like 3 a.m, they hear the ding dong. There's a package, a big truck's pulled up in the neighborhood, and you're getting a package. That's going to make you less than popular with your neighbors if you do that very often. And of course, you can track the drivers, Cato, and the orders, so you will be able to see when it's five stops away.
I love that.
And you will have the option to tip your drivers as well.
Aww.
So you're going to be like, man, they're coming at 3 a.m. in 30 minutes. I owe them something.
I do love where you can track them, but I also feel like such a stalker.
Yeah.
Like, and I see them coming into the neighborhood. I've been waiting on them all day. 5 stops away, 4 stops, 3. They get there and I'm like, oh, you're here? I didn't see you coming.
Yeah. You're like, I'm standing at the door with my face on the glass.
Yeah. I'm hiding behind the blinds waiting for them to drop it off because I don't want to see them.
And then you walk out to greet them and they're like creeped out. Like, whoa, why are you coming out here?
I don't have that problem. A lot of times they're like friendly to you when you talk. You go outside, you're like, hey, thank you.
I had one the other day that was like, I have to take a picture to prove that I dropped it off. And so I took a selfie with it for him.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, here is a dangerous topic for dinner tonight. Ask the question, hey, what would you change about me, honey? That should start a fun conversation for you.
You'll eat less.
Honestly, you deserve it if you ask that question.
They researched this. The average woman would change 4 things about her man, and the average man would change about 6 things about his woman. So I have the top answers from both. We'll start with the women first. This is the things that women want to change about their man. Number one answer, they'd make them less grumpy.
Oh.
Well, that's doable. Just treat them better.
Yeah. 35% of the women said that. Make them less grumpy.
If you had like a sandwich waiting when he got home, a beer, got a soft, set up for him to sit down and relax.
Don't try to defend yourself, Tom.
I'm saying he'd be less grumpy. I'm not trying to defend myself. I'm telling how they can improve their marriage.
I think instead he was digging his ditch deeper instead of defending himself.
I wasn't digging my ditch. I was telling people how they could make their marriage less grumpy.
Have a lot of these things for you to change, Tom.
I don't have to change anything.
Grumpy pants. All right. They'd also, number 2 on the list, make them listen to more when they talk. Most of the women said that.
Well, if they had the sandwich waiting for them, their mouth would be full enough to sit and listen.
Thank you, Cato.
You're welcome. I'm not on your board.
All right. Sitting back in his comfortable chair listening.
According to the research, things women would change about their man, they'd make him more appreciative.
Oh, he'd be more appreciative if there's a sandwich waiting when he got home.
I'm seeing a common thread.
Yes. I know. This is all her fault.
They make him help more around the house. 21% of the women surveyed said that.
So what? I'm so sorry. I missed that when I was laughing.
Help around the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the next 14% said they would make him eat healthier. So they wanted to be a little bit more healthy. They'd make him always put the toilet seat down.
I do that.
12% do that.
I sit to pee most of the time.
Me too. You know, mine's hardly ever raised.
I'm just that lazy now.
It's lazy.
The last thing they said, they'd make him more emotionally intelligent. That's how they would want to change their man.
She better be glad she put emotionally in front of that.
Okay, now let's get to the fun list. You ready? These are the things that men would change about their women. A lot more here, which is kind of interesting. They would make them more affectionate. That was the number one thing that the guys said.
A lot, what?
More affectionate. Affectionate. More affectionate. You need to work on the listening.
I was thinking about a sandwich for lunch.
I'm surprised that wasn't the first thing.
Top things that men would change about their women, they said make them happier or help them be more happier in general.
Oh, so all of us are just sad.
That's where that grumpy sandwich comes in.
She would be happier if she made you a sandwich?
Probably.
All right. Next on the list, number three for their concerns is like her to clean the house more.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's gutsy.
Mm. They even say that. They'd make her more appreciative was number four on the list.
So we're all grumpy and no one appreciates
exactly
each other.
Yeah, that's the common thread there.
Do we need sandwiches?
Okay. Speaking of that, they would like her to have a healthier lifestyle. And that which kind of sounds like you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is they can say, like, women can be like, honey, you need to lose some weight. But if you flip that, you're going to be in trouble.
That's why you have to go with the healthier lifestyle. That way you're not in as much trouble.
Top things that men would change about their women, they would like her to have more energy so she's not tired all the time.
Well, she's tired because she's making all those sandwiches.
But she's not. If she would make them, you'd probably be more relaxed about all the rest of it.
Top three things that all guys agreed on that they would have more fun, women would have more fun, be less controlling, and also stop being on their iPhones or their technology all the time, watching things, scrolling things, which I think guys do that as well. But all the guys agreed on that, so that's what the women are doing.
Well, what if she's on there looking up a sandwich recipe?
Okay, that's okay then. You know, it's funny because with our family, we've been giving our kids a hard time about how much time they spend on screens, but we're just as guilty. It's like you get through lecturing them about not doing so much on their phone, and then you pick up your phone.
I was taught, do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, man. Well, we go with the other way around. We're like, do what we said, not what we do.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
No, I think you said the...
Do what I say, not what I do.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I thought you said the other one because people are going to do what they see. But, true. I mean, it's hard not to. So, we're addicted to our phones now.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun little topic. I mean, you can throw that out there tonight if you want to. It went so well here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I was going to say it was awkward between us.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When you're online, there are people out there trying to manipulate you, and some of them are doing it to destroy the fabric of our civilization. Some of them are just doing it because they're trying to make money.
Yeah.
The algorithms reward interaction. So when someone says something that is startling or upsets you and you respond to it, they make money.
Mm-hmm.
So they do something called rage baiting.
Oh, yeah.
They will make a post that is so annoying that they know people are going to get angry and then respond to it. And they make money off of your anger and frustration. And they don't even believe the thing that they wrote to begin with.
Yeah, I rage bait accidentally sometimes.
How does that work?
It's just I had to say something stupid and people get mad about it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think I just did it.
Well, you may see it on political lines. Someone will say something that to you seems completely wrong, and so you feel like you've got to respond. They may do it on religion. They may do it on any number of topics. But the whole point is, as long as they get you to respond, they're making money. There are influencers out there who make a fortune by saying outrageous things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to get punished for any of this stuff. Of course, we have the First Amendment, so you're allowed to say anything. And they go around spewing nonsense, hatred, and all kinds of stuff. And then you, as a well-meaning person who wants to contradict this, is actually helping boost their income.
Why do you want to contradict it? I would look at that and say, well, they're crazy, and move on.
That's the best thing to do, Cato, but a lot of people feel very emotional about it.
Yeah, some people can't. Some people can't just walk away. They got to say something.
Yeah, they always have to put their 2 cents in. We're getting rid of the penny. Your 2 cents goes too.
Honestly, though, I've done it before where I've typed out something and then I thought, you know what? No. it's not even worth it. I delete it.
Oh, man. See, I type it out. I think about it real hard. I'm like, I'm going to show them. And then I put my answer down, and they never respond. And you're like, I bet I changed their mind.
But you spend the next 10 hours opening that feed every time. What did they say? What did they
checking
say?
To see if they wrote back or not.
And then you get mad they didn't, or they write something back that makes you even more mad. It's just it's a process that I don't have time for.
Well, yeah. I thought I would try a few out this morning just to see if these would get you to respond or not. These are rage bait topics. And if you're one of those people who makes money off it, you can use some of these.
Okay.
So I put a lot of effort into this. You could post, Ariana Grande needs to lose weight. People will respond to that.
Yeah, sure.
And they'll get mad, too.
She's tiny.
She's looking real thin. And she recently said to the people who are commenting about it that we need to quit body shaming her.
Yeah.
I don't think it's body shaming to say, hey, we're worried about you.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, she didn't want to hear it. Here's another rage bait line. Airlines are too generous with their peanuts.
Yeah.
That's one that probably get people upset. The next James Bond should be Kevin Spacey. That'll fire some folks up. First of all, Kevin Spacey doesn't look a lot like what I would expect a James Bond to be, and he's been involved in a lot of controversy.
And is this not like the seventh or eighth James Bond we've had?
I've never seen one.
Oh, really?
No, yeah.
All right. The best part of Disneyland is standing in line.
Yeah.
No, the prices, Tom.
That's a good one. There you got some more rage bait. More people should give out raisins at Halloween.
Okay.
Or toothbrushes. Sweaters are meant to be worn tucked in.
Imagine that, going to your Christmas party.
See, that's one I could skip over because I wouldn't be too upset about it, but I would think the person was nuts.
That's funny because that would be when I'd stop and say, you're right.
Yeah. I like it.
You would say they were right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you think sweaters should be tucked in?
No, but I would do that just to push buttons.
I want to see that at a Christmas ugly sweater party where someone's tucked it in. That'll make it even uglier.
Poor Rudolph and the tucked down in there.
Yeah.
All right. Just because you cause a printer jam doesn't mean you have to fix it. That'll get some people fired up.
Same thing if you run out of the paper. If you use it all, you don't have to replace it.
Yeah, that's someone else's job. Those are just a few to get you started. And of course, you can always go with politics. With politics, all you have to do is say something one side believes and half the people will fight you over it.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try to start a new social media account and do it. I'm just going to call it Rage Bait and see if people even catch on.
I'll follow.
Okay. Will you respond on the sweater one?
Probably not. Yeah. Oh, the sweater one, yes.
Okay, good.
You're going to have to do it for me. It's kind of like fishing. I don't like to bait my own hook, so if you could rage bait for me.
It's so icky.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I have some money mistakes you need to avoid during the holiday season. I'm going to try to help you save some money during the holidays. Because going over budget around the holidays is so easy to do. I mean, you get that bill back in January, and you're like, how did that happen? But these are the things you need to avoid if you want to stay within your budget, they say. Buying presents for too many people. Sometimes you feel like you got to buy a present for everybody and their brother, but you don't have to. Coworkers, neighbors, friends you have, stuff like that. You can just cut down the list and just say, I'm not going to do that this year. And you can have that discussion with that person. Say, yeah, let's just not get gifts this year.
Well, bah humbug.
Okay. It's one thing you can do. Also, they say, forgetting to factor in little things into your budget like decorations, shipping costs, higher utility bills, money that covers the parties and get-togethers that you're going to be going to and buying for. So you forget to factor in those things, and before you know it, that adds up.
Who factors in their heating bills?
I do.
Sorry,
when
I can't buy you.
You're budgeting for Christmas?
Well, I mean, you're thinking about that whole bill that you're going to get in January, that's on there.
I got you a night of warmth in my home, so come by and enjoy.
Right.
All right. Doing all your shopping at the last minute. That will actually make your budget a little bit higher.
Well, sure, because you're probably missing out on sales. You're not shopping around.
Well, men who do their Christmas shopping at the last minute spend 15% more on the gifts. So maybe you want to encourage your man, ladies, to just, hey, do some last minute shopping for me this year.
Well, it is more expensive at a convenience store.
I was going to say, I don't think they're buying more stuff. They're just paying more for it.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because they're not shopping around and they're not catching the sales.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow, it's almost like someone should have said that a few seconds ago.
Anyway, spending the same amount on each of your kids. So it might seem fair, but the fact is you just don't have to spend as much to make a 4-year-old happy as you do a 12-year-old happy. And as long as you don't tell them, most of the time the young kids, they don't know it. They don't compare.
So that's what's tough, because the young kids' toys don't cost as much as like teenage stuff.
Yeah.
So monetarily it's all the same, but then when they're opening it, the younger kids get like 5 things, and the teenagers get 1 or 2, and then I feel bad.
They're pricier, though. The teenagers' gifts are way pricier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for the most part, I don't think the teenagers, if they're getting what they want, like an iPhone or something like that, they're not going to be complaining that the kid's got 12 toys over there.
Right.
They'll be busy with their cell phone. So these are money mistakes that you need to avoid during the holidays. Here's a little mind trick to help you save some money. They say use the 10-second rule. Whenever you're about to buy something, hold it for 10 seconds. Ask yourself if you really need it or if that person really needs it, if that money could be better used somewhere else. And especially for stocking stuffers, because that gets way easy to overspend.
I would hold it 10 seconds, and I'm like, why am I holding this standing in the middle of a store?
Yeah, this also takes a lot of the fun out of it, too. You're like sitting there, you're like, oh, I found something really exciting for Timmy. And then you hold it, and you're like, I'm going to hold it for 10 seconds and see if I still like it or not.
And I can pretty much convince myself out of almost anything. So I might start really loving it and feel like it's a great gift, but after 10 seconds, I've moved on.
Well, and shopping online, too. Don't you, like, do all the research? It's kind of like when you're going into the store and you're holding it and you're looking at it, but you do all the research and every angle. You watch the videos for it and everything to make sure that might be the right gift for your kid or whoever.
I use the research to try to find the – it's like before I know it, I'm picking one that costs twice as much because I'm like, oh, it's got more features. They're going to love it.
But I'm the type that I'll find something I love. It's to be on sale. I've looked at it for 2 years. I get it. I'm like – did I need this? Maybe I should send it back. But once you unwrap all the parts, you're like, it'll take me longer to wrap it all back up and just keep it.
Now, the final one is very interesting. A little shopping trick to help you save money during the holidays. Shop alone. The more people you bring along, the easier it becomes to impulse buy. So if you're shopping in groups and you're going out and you're getting your shopping done that way, you need to shop alone.
It sounds like another recipe for a miserable Christmas experience.
But if you are at home and you're on your phone and you're shopping online, shopping alone, you spend way more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like it takes the fun out. Don't go out with friends. Hold this for 10 seconds and try to talk yourself out of buying it. I understand you want to stay within a budget, but why not just have a budget and stay within it instead of doing all this stuff that sucks the life out of the holiday season?
And just get a receipt in case you don't like it later.
Right.
Take it back.
I don't think Jesus would have held an item for 10 seconds and tried to talk himself out of it. I never saw that in the Bible.
Yeah.
That's my argument.
I wonder if he did his research online.
I don't think so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, they say it's one of the biggest waste of time and money that we do every year. And Hawk was just talking about trying to cut your budget down this Christmas. White elephant gifts. Or a lot of times they do the Dirty Santa game. Yeah. But mm-hmm. the gifts where you have to bring in, and basically it's for coworkers, sometimes it's for family, and you got a $30 or less budget, and you've got to come up with a gift that's under that price that is still of value to someone.
Yeah. Right.
Now, most people put a little effort into this. Some folks just go out and buy like a label printer and call it done, or Ooh. They'll get something like a phone charger. Kid is like, I want a label printer.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Ours are usually good. We spend about $20, $25, and you're getting anything from a car wash kit that includes everything that includes to wash your car yeah. or, you know, bags of coffee and stuff.
One of the white elephant gifts I got, I use it to this day. I've used it probably 15 years, and that's a little bitty set of, it's like a screwdriver.
Nose hair trimmers.
No. I don't use those.
I know.
That's not a mustache, you know, I have right now. No, it's you got the little attachments. It's a little screwdriver that's set. And every time anything goes wrong at my house, I just get that out. And that was a white elephant gift.
Okay, yeah. So screwdriver set. Well, Good Housekeeping has come up with a list of some ideas. And I went through them, and it was a mixture to me of absolutely useless crap, but there was a couple of ideas I thought were interesting.
Yeah.
Now, they start off at number one with sardine bag clips.
Sardine bag clips.
I don't even know what exactly that's about. I'm trying to understand it better here. It says Genuine Fred Fish and Clips Sardine Bag Clips.
Oh, maybe clips for your chips or something?
I think it is, but
like
they
sardines.
Are made at their sardines. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, chip it
clips.
Actually says it in the title.
Yeah, it's just hidden away because you're stuck on the sardine part. Yeah.
But if you don't want to be fancy, I'll take clothespins too.
That's what I use.
There's also a Genuine Fred caterpillar. Not a caterpillar, but a caterpillar. It's a peeler.
Oh, for your cat.
For your vegetables and fruits, but it's shaped like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess. I'm surprised these are going over so well. There's an LED lying flat duck night. Light. It's
I
a night light
it.
That's made of that squishy stuff and it's laying on his side.
No, he looks sleepy. He's so cute.
I thought he just passed out.
But when you touch those, I saw this in Cracker Barrel the other day. It was a big old, it looked like a, you know, Velveeta cheese, but it said butter on it. And it's that squishy stuff that thing's made out of.
Like sticky,
and
squishy.
And you know about 111 kids went with their little old dirty nasty hands squeezing that. And I had to squeeze it just to feel it.
Yeah, originally it wasn't sticky.
Now, here's one I think could be a winner at any Christmas party.
Okay.
You know those things on the side of the road that dance
orange cones.
No, they float around and it's like to tell you about a sale and they got the arms and the head and they dance. They make miniature ones for your desk.
I want that.
That is something I could see people liking.
I love that. Yes.
It's the wacky waving inflatable tube guy.
Wacky wavy. Inflatable tube guy.
Yeah, and it actually comes with a mini book detailing the history of the iconic wacky wavy tube guy.
I'll pass on that.
There's also a fun guy fridge deodorizer. He's shaped like a mushroom, thus the fun guy part of it.
And he looks like a Pillsbury Doughboy, and I kind of like that.
Okay, so there's another good one.
More decorative than that box of baking soda I have in the corner there.
Okay, they said if you really want your friends to fight over a gift, one of those Dubai chocolate bars might be it.
What's the big deal on those?
Boy. I don't know, but I haven't tried one yet, so if it was at a party, I would want to get that one.
You know, they're everywhere now, and every time I pass one, I'm like, nah, I still haven't tried it.
They're good. They're good.
What is it, pistachio?
Yeah, something. But it's good. I mean, you know.
You were trying like, Reese's Cup.
Well, that's
I have. That's the thing. I haven't tried the Dubai chocolate, and I'd like to.
Uh-huh.
Next up is an avocado Bluetooth wireless speaker. It's a wireless speaker that looks like an avocado that's been cut in half.
Yeah.
That one seems dumb to me. Yeah.
But that looks like a little fruit that's pregnant. The avocado cut in half because it's got that little belly.
All right. There's a sticker printer, which is kind of like your label maker, Kato. It's an ink-free printer, and it basically comes with the thermal technology. So it's like a receipt, but you can print a little sticker with that.
I'd have stickers all over everything.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They have toilet golf where you can play golf while you're sitting on the toilet.
Saw the pictures of the guy sitting there. And it's just, you know, I got a phone for that. I'll just play an app on my phone.
I agree. Yeah. You can also get custom socks with a face on them. So they have like multiple pictures of a person's face. I did that for my daughter, but I did it of our pet ferrets. Yeah. And it actually was very cool.
You can also get pillows made of that person. We did that for a white elephant gift, and it was the face of my mom. Went around the whole party, but that's a lot of fun, too.
There's a pizza blanket. You know, they had the burrito blanket. Now they have a pepperoni pizza blanket.
It looks gross, though. It looks like someone laid a pizza over you.
The burrito one's kind of like that, too. I got one of those, and it's so comfy. But every now and then I look at it, I'm like, ew, what is it? Oh, it's the burrito part. Okay.
You can spill stuff on it, and no one will notice.
There's a desktop punching bag.
My kids got that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it'll pop off sometimes when you hit it hard enough.
I would think so, probably so. Mop slippers that you could give to your kids so they look like a Swifter or one of those, but they're actually slippers. Great and so idea. They walk around and they clean the floor.
I think that's great because if you ever get down and clean your floors with a paper towel, not just a mop or something, you get up so much dirt. Have you noticed that?
Mm-mm. I just don't clean floors.
Okay.
I do what my dad did. He just sprayed the hardwood floors with Pledge, and we would come running out of our bedrooms to go to the bathroom and slide all the way.
You're trying
That's like killing your kids almost. Yeah. All right.
Here's one for you. Nothing. You can just buy them nothing. It comes in a little package, and it looks like nothing, and it says 3 times more nothing. And there's nothing in the package, but on Amazon. I saw that one. But you know what? You know what you pay for nothing on Amazon? $9.99 to get a little funny box like that. Someone's making bukus of money. Mm-hmm. And then there's the dehydrated water. Premium quality dehydrated water.
Just add water.
It's a can. Also $9.99.
Okay.
Spending money on nothing.
You're shopping at different places than me.
I like these gifts, some of them.
Some of them are good. I definitely want the little desktop wavy guy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a conversation starter for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't need the avocado Bluetooth speaker.
Now, see, I was thinking the little pregnant fruit sounded cute.
Yeah.
The pregnant fruit. That's the avocado. Yeah, well, you're welcome to it. If I'm going to get anything, I'll get the fungi deodorizer for my fridge if I'm going to do one of those. At least that's useful.
Is it really?
Well, none of these are really useful.
I think you need to clean out your fridge.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.